Final score from Hanner, Georgia Southern 91, Piedmont 47, as the Ford Lockroom wrap-up continues on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield, joined now by head coach Brian Berg. There's a number of different ways that we could take this, but to simply get back on court after 7 days off because of academics, how do you feel the guys responded?
They responded really well. I was really proud of the guys, the way they came out, a lot of energy. We were able to mix up our defenses even in the second half, get a little work there to be able to put it in a new scheme. But collectively, guys were really unselfish, moved the basketball, had a presence inside, but really proud of them.
The front court got things established early. It was great to see Andre get that first bucket after missing the previous two games, and very similar to Oglethorpe, able to get Carlos involved early. I know he came back in the second half, but just to see him play with some force on the inside, that was really good.
Yeah, especially early, having the inside presence. We had 26 of our 44 were inside the paint in the first half. That was a huge emphasis going into the game. Give credit to Carlos, give credit to Andre, give credit to Johnny McFadden, and then also Nate Bradford having the ability to play at that high post spot.
Out-rebounding Piedmont 53-34, 17 on the offensive end, 29 second-chance points. That's a number that's high even for a game like this.
Sure, our game goal was to rebound half our misses. Guys were all over the glass, had a chance to get the second-chance points. And give credit to the players to be able to execute that game plan.
Now, the one thing we talked about specifically earlier on was playing better defense in the second half. It had been six straight games, allowing a higher field goal percentage, but just 27% after halftime, after 30 in the first, holding them from three, just one out of 18. Was it just the changing defenses that you think got into their heads, or was there something else on the ball that you were doing better?
The second half, we played with a little bit more discipline. We didn't gamble as much. You know, these guys work their tail off in practice. We're trying to get more of the discipline piece so we can play solid defense as a team. But I enjoy being around the guys on a day-to-day basis, seeing a lot of growth in regards to them on and off the court, and excited about these next three games at home.
You know, Carlos has a double-double. Andre has a double-double, both of their second of the season. We just talked with Tyron. For him to show the confidence and the aggressiveness with the shot, making four threes and 14 points, nice to give you that outside punch to go along with the front court.
I liked Tyron to get in a great rhythm. You know, he was a talented junior college guard. Usually there's a transition period from junior college to Division I. We need him to play extremely well and shoot the ball at a high level. Saw glimpses of that tonight and want that to continue so he can play in rhythm.
It's Wofford on Saturday. The semester is over. You get a couple of days to get ready for the Terriers, a team that even though you saw last year in Spartanburg, they are very different, almost a whole new roster. They're going through a coaching situation. They'll have an interim head coach when they come here on Saturday. For Georgia Southern, though, what will you guys continue to focus on getting ready for them?
Well, they had a lot of turnover, but they had their key players come back. B.J. Mack's a good player. Masai Jones, good player. They're a talented group. They played extremely well the other night against Coastal. I'm not trying to jump ahead because I got to do a lot more homework, but they're a talented group, really offensive skilled, and defensively they're extremely disciplined. So it's a great game, great opportunity for us to get better, and great opportunity for us to play home in front of Hanner, all the fans at Hanner Fieldhouse.
3 o'clock the tip, 2:30 the airtime on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Eagles get it done tonight, 91-47. Coach, thanks very much. Talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks, Danny.